from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ross Bjork was on with the Morning Boys.
Morning Boys.
Earlier today, we played this sound in the previous segment. I want to play it again. There's been so much talk about Ryan Day. Is he on the hot seat? Is it beat Michigan or bust? Well, he was asked about Ryan Day's kind of standing there with Ross being the new athletic director, fresh off his stint at Texas A&M. Lima also got a very funny Texas A&M coaching shot in at Ross Bjork, who just kind of smiled through it and didn't acknowledge it or no-sold it. Either way, here's Ross Bjork with the Morning Boys.
Look, my job is to make sure that we are in the best position, and that is working with Coach Day. What are the resources? What are the barriers to success? Look, if you think about those 8 losses, think about how close those plays were. I mean, a play here and there, and that thing swings completely the other way. So we are in the mix. We're right there on the dance floor. That's where you want to be. We're a dynasty program in many ways. When I talked to Coach Day, I asked him, I said, Coach, what is the program identity in your mind? And he said, elite. And that is the standard. And so, look, my job is to find those little things, find those little edges, make sure that, look, if there's any distractions, let me handle those. Coach the game, coach your coaches, make sure the culture's right, make sure the leadership right. That's what I've been really impressed as I've seen Coach Day here in the offseason. He's really working on the culture and the chemistry and the leadership. We have talent. We have great coaches. That's the easy part. The hard part is, what are those little margins? And so I think that's where I can help. I've seen it at different levels. I've seen challenges. I've seen good things. I've seen bad things. We all use our experiences to get better, and that's where I'll support Coach Day at the highest level.
I got to say, there's some mighty big exec speak there, but what stands out to you about what Ross Bjork had to say about Ryan Day?
I mean, I think Ryan Day's got support. I think Ryan Day is a hell of a football coach, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they have all the resources there to win at a high level, like every single year.
I'm torn with Ryan Day because, like, it's so ridiculous to hear people try and pick apart his actual resume. Like, yes, he has lost a lot of the big games he's been in. He's also actually won enough that you can look at that and go, and when it comes to playing top 25 teams, when it comes to big pivotal moments, he's got enough wins to, like, defend him on. And yet, if you listen to Lima or a fair amount of Ohio State fans, it is as if Ryan Day is, James Franklin's probably not great. Although that is a guy who I think, so, okay, here's the thing. A lot of wins, a lot of easy wins on the schedule. Can I also tell you, I just think Ryan Day isn't the guy that, he's a little bit of a robot. I think if Ryan spoke more like Urban or Jim Tressel, I don't think Ohio State fans would be nearly as frustrated. I think Ryan's personality has gotten in the way of his relationship with Ohio State fans. Not as much as the wins and losses. I think it's another big factor that Ohio State fans just don't admit to.
Well, I think that there is a certain segment of fans that don't like him because where he's from. I mean, he's not an Ohio guy. Like, he has no real ties to, like, Ohio State.
You know what's crazy?
And you don't
about
have
that,
to have ties to Ohio State, but like Urban did and Tressel did. John Cooper did not, which hurt him.
Well, but like, what's crazy about the Urban thing? I know Urban was born basically in Toledo. Urban also...
Conneaut, Ashtabula.
I thought he was a Toledo guy.
No, he was a east side.
Oh, that's on me.
Way out east.
But he was born in Ohio. But, like, Urban had 1 year as an assistant coach at Ohio State. before 20 years later he got the head coaching job. Ryan Day had 1 or 2 years before he became the head coach. So it's like they both had the same Ohio State ties, but because Urban was not born here, because Urban was born here and Ryan wasn't, it just feels like the Ohio guy thing is very, we're very selective on where we bequeath that at.
Well, I mean, your comparison between Urban and Day, probably not fair, because if Urban did grow up, you know, being an Ohio State fan. Also, when you have a chance to, you know, be on the staff with Coach Hayes, or with Earl Bruce, not Coach Hayes, Earl Bruce, that's a big deal.
Well, I understand. But, like, the same point, like, people, the other guy that they compare Ryan Day the most to is John Cooper. John Cooper had no ties. Like, was not from the area, was a Southwest guy.
Coached Arizona State.
Coached Arizona State forever. Had never even been an assistant at Ohio State. Ryan was an assistant here for 2 years, even though he was born in New Hampshire. So, I guess I get to the point. Did you go into... Like, have you gone into this offseason for Ohio State thinking Ryan Day is on the hot seat?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No.
Because I feel like that's something everybody's been in agreement on. So, did Ross Bjork, what he said, did that in any way change your thought on whether Ryan has any heat on him or not?
Not really, because it all depends on what the guy does against Michigan this year. And can they win a national title or at least make a run in the college football playoff?
So, I think there's some heat on Ryan Day. But I think people are missing the most natural ingredient that adds heat to head coaches constantly. And it's why, when I was listening to Ross Bjork today, there's nothing he could have said that would have changed my mind. Ross Bjork didn't hire Ryan Day.
No.
That really matters. Like, if Gene had continued on another year this year, and let's say he never acknowledges he's going to retire, and we knew that Gene was going to be the AD throughout this year, I would say there's no chance that Ryan gets fired. I think so much of the perception of the Heat, we can talk about losing to Michigan all you want. Ryan Day has this program close enough to where you want to be that it's going to be really tough. You're always going to have your pick of guys, right? But, like, look at Alabama. Now, some of this is the timing of it. But, like, when Alabama set out to hire somebody to replace Nick Saban, don't you think they thought they could have had Dan Lanning? Don't you think? And I know Kalen DeBoer's a good hire. I'm not trying to run it down. But if we said bucket list of guys you want to hire if you're Alabama, the whole line would have been Alabama can have anyone they wanted. That did not come out to be the case. Did timing have something to do with that? Yes. But, like, if Gene Smith is still the AD, it's pretty reasonable that Gene could go, yeah, all right, we didn't win a national championship this year. We kind of went all in on it. But, man, we're still so close. I want to give this guy another chance. Ross Bjork has no reason to do that. So Ross Bjork can say anything he wants with the Morning Boys today. He could have come out and said, I think I have romantic feelings for Ryan Day, and it would not have changed a damn thing. He's still not the guy that hired him, and that matters so much in sports, it's ridiculous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.